here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
Hey, I'm Geneva. Hello, friends. We're back. Bravo. Checking in on New York, Crappy Lake, which was just joyous. OC, and is that it?
I meant to watch the dumb Southern Charm.
I know I meant to too, but I didn't get to it.
Salt Lake City. I didn't mean Southern Charm. Salt Lake City.
Oh, preview. I did watch the trailer.
Is Mary back full-time?
Will be fun. No, I think she's a friend of.
I hate Mary with a passion. I think she bothers me, but I love watching Mary, but I don't. There's so much. She's not Jen Shaw, but she's.
I'll say it again. It's dead. It's never been good.
People love Mary, though. People are like, I know, raising the roof. But
people who like really are obsessed with Salt Lake City and just are really like, they act like it's the greatest thing. I've never felt.
They're lying to themselves. If Mary would full bore go housewife, I would love her.
Yeah.
But she's not. Yeah. She gives us 1/10 of what she should.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Who cares and about I don't like when... Mary, but she just.
I love your thoughts.
I would love to see, follow her around at closed doors. I feel like she would run over people and you're not looking if she could get away with it. You know, she's just, I don't know. I
definitely would. I've been meaning to send you this, but I can never figure out how to send somebody's story. I'm like 100 years old on Instagram.
They make it difficult.
It's very difficult. Kim Zolciak selling all of the clothes and shit for like $400 shoes, literally selling all Croy's shoes. It's just so pathetic. And she's just doing it openly. It's wild. It's wild.
They are so broke and in trouble.
I know.
Those kids are fucked. And the youngest daughter, it just creeps me out to see these kids getting older. Seeing Kyle Richards' daughter at the Taylor Swift concert is just, she looks so old. It's freaky to see these kids get, how time flies.
I think what it is, is like, I'm still sitting on my couch watching this shit and I've watched these people go from like babies to adults. And it's like, what is happening? I don't understand.
We've had children, but that doesn't count. It feels like we're still, I feel like the same person I was.
Yes.
We're not. We've grown a lot or whatever, I guess, but it's just time flew.
Do you understand? This is like, we've transitioned. Like we're those people who like are our parents. Like in my head, I feel 25.
I feel that way, though.
It's like 100% true. You're like stuck. But then when you actually hang out with a 25-year-old, you're like, oh, just kidding.
I think I'll always feel 30.
Yeah, I would agree. Like 20. Yeah, like 30. Yeah.
And then maybe it always, then you turn 40 or like, or then turn 50. Like I always will feel 40. Okay. Kyle Richards, really quick. Now.
Yeah.
For her to be so, I understand she's an actress, so she could be acting in a music video, whatever. But for the way that she has such, it's not like she was hired by some hot dude to be in a music video as a video vixen and she goes on her way, she got a paycheck. She's in a close relationship, personal relationship on the side of her, of this chick's stage, taking a video of her performing like Jay-Z would be filming Beyonce, in love with googly eyes. And then she's in a music video almost making out with her, tongue twister.
Yeah.
What has happened? Kyle Richards, and it wouldn't matter if it was, say, a couple that we thought were on the rocks. They always hated each other. But Kyle was always so nuts about Mauricio being her husband and they're so in love. For them to, for her to do a 180 like this, so hardcore.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what I saw something, somebody put up one of these Bravo Instagrams, was like putting up a thing where Kyle like said she refuses to like be romantic or like kiss people in movies.
I saw that too,
because
right.
of like in because a Hallmark of her relationship movie. With in a Hallmark movie, and meanwhile she's doing this. I mean, it's just wild. It
honestly,
in a
bathtub and looks horned
uncomfortable
up. I could see like her vagina looks like it's raging, like hot and red and ready to go, like she's so horned up in the music video. I can feel the heat.
I didn't watch the music video.
Phone. I didn't watch it either. I watched clips, but she looks torn up.
The where she's doing the squats in the workout uniform.
I can't stand it.
There was a level of like patheticness to me about just like, I felt like just like the thinness from whatever she's doing. She just looked like, I was just like, what is this? What are we doing? This is not necessary behavior given your wealth and status. Like this is some thirsty
for a paycheck. To your point, right.
Like video vixen. You're trying to get your name out there, go viral. Like you have a brand already and a life and you're wealthy and you could like not do this ridiculous shit.
Right. You don't have to. So you're doing it because you want to.
You're not even.
And Mauricio said he liked it. And what is going on?
But she's not even a Brandy Glanville that's like desperately trying to stay on TV. She's the center of a franchise.
That wouldn't be a shocker.
And then she's like, I'm sick of everybody weighing in with their opinion. It's like, well, then don't make it public.
And she's so uptight.
No one will weigh in.
It would be even less shocking if it was Lisa Rinna, if her relationship with Harry Hamlin fell apart and she was horned up for this chick. It has nothing to do with it being a woman. It could be a man too. She was so
weird,
nuts about sharing her dumb 25 years ago wedding photo and Mauricio and her. He came along and she had Ferrara. What's her name? Farrah. Either Mauricio did something really bad and she caught him screwing somebody and they just have an agreement. Why is he so gung-ho about his wife
it's 69ing
in the bathtub with her new love interest?
It's wild.
And this chick gives off more masculine energy than even it makes Mauricio look like a woman. I mean, not that, I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but she does, you know, some lesbians really give off like they'll take care of you better than any man will ever.
Big
will.
Big dick energy. 100%. Yeah. It's going to be
interesting how they do it.
Out. Oh,
what
man.
Is going on? Right.
It's wild.
And if it's all for a ploy, then it's sick.
That's what
and
I'm saying. Either
I can't
either
watch
way,
it.
Either way, it's sick. Either you're like somehow in this new relationship and you've decided to make it super public and like pretend like it's not happening. Weird. Or the other way is weird. Like it's just it. However you play it, it's a weird look. For
if it's for a storyline, it's like you don't have to go that far, Kyle. Cool. I'll watch you shop and yell at your housekeeper. OK.
All right. What do you want to start with? Can we start with Crappy Lake? I just want to talk a little bit about Luann.
Yeah.
Listen, I could not talk about the show with you, for example, and watch it for the rest of life and just like be happy if they just plop them down in these product towns. I don't even care. It's just so easy to watch for me. But the scene where they show up, and I put it on Twitter, where they show up for the rehearsals and Luann's in that ridiculous wig and the hat, but like dead ass serious in her outfit, rolling up there like Simon Cowell. I could not deal with him. So good. So good.
She reminds me of the woman that was on Making the Band with Diddy, who was really hardcore him.
What was her name? Like Lorelai or something?
Yeah. She was really funny.
Oh, she was. She would like make people cry and stuff. Yeah. Great.
She was so intense.
I mean, Sonia and her battling at the end where they're like talking over each other about like what the better thing is to do with the sound and just like, I mean, it was so messy and so good, but Luann is just such an asshole. That was her
song.
Asshole moments to those kids. Oh, it's good. It's so good.
Luann's brother is smoking hot.
Love seeing the brother and just like, again,
where's
humanizing Luann.
Right.
The way that they're making her seem like just a normal person compared to how she was portrayed on all of New York is wild to me.
Where's
like
the brother, Ben? Where's the wife? Bring them in. Get the wife as a housewife.
Right? I love the brother rolling in. He's like, I mean, God, I came all the way here. Jesus, I was on vacation. They're just like, they bring him in. He's in there working. Sonia
Where was he
him.
On vacation? What's his house look like? Know. What's his wife look like? What's his bathroom look like?
I love it all.
It shows family genetics.
Yeah, it does. Because he looks good as well. Healthy. He's out there doing contracting work. I love that they're like
smoking
making
hot.
This is great. And they're making these rooms into like just the two suites they're upgrading. And they're actually acting like they're going to like live there or something. They're like, you know, we just got to get the better carpet. It's like, you guys are leaving.
It's nice that they're doing, they really are making a difference in this town, though. I really would have never thought the dog run, the hot tub.
I know.
The playground.
Yes.
Solar roof on a playground.
I just, it's actually like, I don't know, it's very heartwarming.
Mind blowing.
To see them roll into this town and like actually improve it and bring people together and like reinvigorate community after COVID. It's like, it's hilarious.
They don't seem
to say,
annoyed by
it.
Doing all this. I would never want to go to some other town and help anybody. I'm exhausted.
I know. I thought,
sorry,
the same
you don't
thing.
Have a playground. Well, I don't have a lot of stuff, little kids. Here's a scooter.
I know. I know, they really are like so positive about it. And just like, even when they were taking everything out and Sony's like, oh, here we go with the itching. And they're getting the tools from the guy who has COVID. Just like, it starts under the bra strap and goes to the crotch. It was like, what is this? Oh, she's so entertaining.
Sonia and her bicker like crazy too. And it's just hilarious. Going to bicker and bicker more as time goes on.
Oh yeah. And it's like their way of communicating with each other, like the way they're battling on that mic at the end, but they're just going back and forth. That's what they're doing. It's great.
Seeing Luann speak about her being a songwriter. She really is the poster person for, if you believe in yourself or you can be delusional. She's become a cabaret star. She's traveling the country doing these dumb cabaret, and there was a time when that everyone thought it was a joke and made fun of her, but she's really made it legitimate.
Yeah, I know. She really has. I mean, she's sitting there like a subject matter expert at that, that music thing. Like she's
Diana Ross.
At one point she was like, you know, being a producer of Event the Side is very challenging. And she's like, yeah, it's serious. And just like, they need to work on the music. Yeah. Like the music ship and like the, you know,
it's crazy
how they're coming across. It's hilarious. Oh, so good. I mean,
she's
it.
Really
no
turned
complaints.
It into something. She's going on another tour. She's been on Christmas tours and summer tours, and people are going and paying $100 to go see her not sing like shit. It's crazy.
I mean, it's just, would you go at this point? Post the show, mm-hmm. You going?
I'd go to Luann before I go to Taylor Swift, but yeah. Nothing against Taylor Swift. I wouldn't want to battle the crowds. I guess if I got free tickets, I'd go to a Taylor Swift. People just, they act like something happens to them after they're there. I feel like I have to
it's
go
crazy.
To see, but
I don't know.
People love her.
I'm not, but I know. It's insane.
How are that many people in this world to fill up that many stadiums night after night? And they say the economy's broke. I was in a notary today and I thought this guy was going to murder me. He had a big rug in his living room. I'm like, oh, this is the one, you know? And then he goes, this guy's on the TV. Remind me of our old boss. He's like, this guy's on the TV saying how the economy's going to tank here. And he's like some crazy person. I thought he was going to start, you know, it sounded like a evangelical psycho. And I'm like, oh God, this guy's going to murder me. But then he said he had plans tomorrow. I'm like, well, he says he's got plans tomorrow. Maybe he's not going to murder me.
That's the way your brain works.
And so I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, well, people are paying hundreds of dollars a ticket to go see Taylor Swift. Everybody's not broke.
I know. I mean, it's, people are paying a pretty penny to go to these concerts. I mean, I have two of the most expensive concerts I paid for are coming up this next 30 days. Or
who
like
else? You have one. How
Beyonce
many?
Beyonce and Adele. Adele.
Oh, you're going to see Adele.
Going to see Adele. So
who are you going to see Adele with?
Troll and Munch are coming for her birthday.
Okay. So do you think
here in Vegas?
Now, after seeing Beyonce, I wonder if Adele. I'm surprised Adele doesn't put you to sleep. I mean, I think she's great and all. But
yeah, so I've seen
like
Adele,
our John Legend
more,
was great, but
when I saw Adele, this is going to be different because it's like a much smaller theater. I saw Adele in Atlanta at an arena and people were acting like it was the Rolling Stones. Like we're just like dancing and just like losing their shit and like, you know, like Set Fire to the Rain. You would have thought was like a club song. So like people were lively. And her voice is just like, it's kind of like seeing John Legend, where you're just like, holy That's shit, this thinking, voice is like. It.
So when you hear her, what do you think if you heard? Are they all equal? If you heard a Adele concert, Beyonce, and John Legend, all sitting there quiet, so you could really hear them sing. Do you think they're all equally the same level singer?
Oh,
you think
like
Adele's a better singer than Beyonce? But Beyonce is an entertainer and a great singer.
Adele's a bigger voice. That's hard. Like Adele's a bigger voice, but like Beyonce can do some crazy things with her voice too. So I think it's just different.
It's just different. Yeah.
But I really want to go. What I want to go see, I don't know how we got to this on concerts, but I really want to go. Lady Gaga's back with like the jazz band, which I feel like I would really be into. But I don't know how expensive tickets are for that. But I'm gonna look, because that I would go to. I think I would enjoy that.
You should go. And they prop up poor Tony Bennett.
Oh, I saw her post about him when he passed was the sweetest thing I've ever read. I honestly thought it was beautiful.
Like a nice guy.
Really great guy.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right. Should we talk New York?
I have just one last thing to say.
Yes.
Poor Sandra Bullock.
Oh, such a shame.
How can that happen to such a nice person?
I know. She's like stepped back from Hollywood to take care of him. Like, so sweet. It's sad. She's had like very bad, you know, she had a bad marriage.
Jesse James.
That guy.
Then yeah, she's got this guy and he dies at such a young age.
I know.
It's not fair.
Yeah. A shame. I hope she gets like a late in life another love, which she will, because she looks great and she's Sandra Bullock.
Just it makes me just want to be a shit person, because my doctor who delivered hundreds of babies, I mean, he just delivered my son, he turns four tomorrow, so less than 3 years ago, drops dead, or he dies of some type of something, spent his whole life delivering babies. You'd think that would give you a little ticket to some good in life. Yeah, but you're just dead.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's life. It does. You never know.
That's life. It really
does.
Man,
four tomorrow. Wild. Mm-hmm. What's the birthday plans?
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, God.
Big day.
These kids love Chuck E. Cheese. Did I tell you the Chuck E. Cheese by us is horrible?
It makes them happy.
Half the boys at the Chuck E. Cheese by our house are broken and don't work.
Ski ball hit and miss. A ski ball machine fucking work? But, you know, we went to Dave and Buster's. That's like triple the price.
Oh,
Dave and
Buster's
has way better prizes, but Chuck E. Cheese is pretty cheap.
Yeah, and they don't give a shit. It's like, you know, all they want to do is run around.
Once they turn like six, they start to realize this place is a fucking dump full of peds, you know. Then they stamp you when you go in. They're supposed to stamp the whole family. It's a great system in theory. But somehow the lady didn't stamp us. We came in and she goes, "You got a picture of him on your phone?" Well, okay, that's a good thing to do, but I mean, it's not foolproof.
They
do look just like us.
Yeah, literally, it could be no one else's children.
But Chuck E. Cheese, charge more and let's revamp. Let's rip up these carpets that kids have pissed and shit and puked all over.
Can you imagine the carpets, the broke ass toys, and just like give it a zhuzh? Like the concession stand, you can tell has been there since 1992.
If Chuck E. Cheese can make it through COVID, no business has any excuse.
So true. All right, New York, how do you feel? I love Uwe. I'll just say that.
I love the whole cast. I love every single person. I think it's the Miami of the East Coast. I think they've done a feat even better, because they make me forget that the Real Housewives of New York legacy ever existed.
Even existed.
They keep me interested. When I'm watching OC, it's like watching Salt Lake City. I zoom in. I zone out when I'm watching it.
Yeah, me
too. New York, I'm interested. I'm engaged in boring Uba's boring sauce. I could care. You know, it should be boring, but I'm captivated. I love it all. I love every single
That's
person.
That's actually a great point, because like the UBA stuff, if it was somebody you didn't like, you'd be just like, oh my God, here we go. Another product and another, like, I thought her story and that woman, that scene with her and the woman, I love to see like people uplifting each other and just like a solid, like, just you can do it. I loved that whole scene. I love how obviously like how close she was to her mom.
Right. UBA's friends with some lady who's not a supermodel. The lady's a pretty lady, but she's not UBA.
Yes. And right, Uba exactly. Just giving solid advice.
Lets her come in and she's friends. Uba's normal. I love her. I love them all. I feel completely, I feel like I should go jump off a bridge because I judge poor little Brynn too fast. Love Brynn. I think she, I obviously her story sold me, but I think she, okay, I have two thoughts. I think she's a great housewife. I think she will become, she seemed more comfortable on the camera this episode, and I think she's needed in this cast because there is no really wacky crazy person. I do like her, but if she goes to get her hair done every single week, has the hairstylist not heard this story before? She did a good job of pretending it's the first time around. I thought it was funny.
I thought the exact same thing. I also will say this, I hope, and we haven't gotten there yet in her story, but I just like very much hope that she's in therapy actively, because like how she's, you can just tell she's riddled with issues, like, and it's just affecting her. Like that Brynn giving thing, cute. She couldn't even talk about being the abuse she faced as like a baby, but you know what I mean? Like she's still, it's still so raw for her. And it's like, I just want, I hope she's in therapy and
better.
I hope we get to.
Right.
Right. Like, no, it sounds like it was just rough the entire time. Yeah. I agree with you. I feel horrible. I definitely like prejudge her. I still find her, I'm not gonna lie, mildly annoying. Like how many times she did her outfit reveal.
I was like, making me laugh after like, a while. I know. It's like we get it. Enough. It's cute.
Yeah.
But
I think the more you learn about somebody, right? It like you peel back the onion layers
her
and like
Sai
I didn't
on the
even,
phone were cute.
I didn't even know she was black, to be honest. I didn't even know.
People had said that. I had heard that.
I hadn't read anything about any of them. So I was just like, but I think, the backstory was interesting. Growing up in South Bend, Indiana.
A lot less. Yeah.
Nightmare.
She just was very, very natural.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you.
I would be like, let's go to the casino or something and celebrate. I don't want to sit in this house and talk about my, and Sai is like, it's okay, Brynn, just let it all out. It's like, fuck off, Sai. I love her too, but.
Okay, let me say this. You can have a no shoes rule most times. You can't enforce it that crazily all the time. That's just psychotic.
It gives people booties to put on.
If slippers, not booties, you give people comfortable.
Oh, you could give them like the electrician booty.
Hotel
that goes
slippers
over it, right?
Or that
too.
Yeah, I guess that.
But Erin's like, not happy them with it because then her stupid boots are off.
I did like one of them rolled with their own slippers. Who was that? Jenna? I think one of them brought their own slippers where I was like, oh, that's
Jenna or Uba, one of them.
That's smart. But so it's like either you tell people to put then you're packing shoes. I mean, I get it. It just seems like
I do too.
Time and a place.
And she texted it to Erin. They have the proof of the text, which is ridiculous. I think go the whole night. You can wash your floors. I mean, just deal with it. But
that's
what
I'm saying.
It is
at
New York
the end
City,
of the night. Wash the floors.
I get it.
And then,
and I go into people's houses, and some people, like one out of 30 people, ask me to take their shoes off, and it makes sense. And I do it, no problem, no questions asked. But I could care less. And I don't know how I've.
Right.
It is gross if you think about it too much. But I got chicken shit trailing around in my house. I mean, I'm living in just a nasty. But
the one thing is like I wish I didn't know about Erin and the Trump shit. If I didn't know that, I guess I just gotta forget about it, because I do think she's a great character as well, but she's giving me
she's
early
a fake
Bethany
bitch
vibes of like New York, just like a Trumper, like a Bethany kind of like abrasiveness in the delivery.
She's so not herself. And maybe I slyly thought Brynn was acting like Erin, but I would say that Aaron's more like acting who I thought Brynn was. And Brynn is just maybe nuts. And I think she'll grow to love her. But Erin was on Jeff Lewis Live And that's one thing I do hold a grudge with you against, is that you didn't watch Flipping Out and you don't have an affinity for Jeff Lewis because he's a god.
I know.
And
I know.
Erin was on Jeff Lewis Live. She's just fake. There, she does. She's not showing us what she really thinks, how she really feels.
Right.
She
right.
backpedaled about what's her face, Jenna. That she wasn't mad at her.
Oh. Okay.
About not sleeping over, and she was mad. Don't be mad yeah. at the. Be mad at Jenna. Don't sit there and kiss her ass because she's Jenna Lyons, whoever the fuck Jenna Lyons is.
I did like her coming downstairs. They were still in the Hamptons with like all those diamonds on. I was like, that's a real dick move, but I loved it.
I loved it,
man. She's got
she
money.
Can be she can act like that, but she seems like a decent person. I can't imagine her treating people like yeah. shit.
Yeah. I think a few things about the husbands. I really like Sai's husband. I thought he was great. David.
He's cute.
Good commentary, solid. Then Jessel and her husband, that marriage, I am very concerned. I
like Jessel's husband. I hate Jessel. Jessel's a nightmare, but I love watching her.
Oh, a nightmare. When she said about the school, when they were talking there, it's like, it's more about who they're networking with. It's like, they're fucking two.
I know.
I mean, it's just hilarious. Like the way she's positioning this school choice. And he's like, but
that's how it is though, right?
I know. It's wild.
That's not how I am, but.
It seems like he is very comfortable not having sex, which if it were me, I would think like, are you sleeping with somebody else? Because he was just like, oh, that's what happens, right? Like, you know, like he didn't seem to care at all.
I don't know what is going on there.
I don't know.
See, I have such a hard time picturing that people actually cheat. That's probably why I got cheated on, because I'm so loyal. Like, I mean, I really am loyal to a fault, especially with a lover. But I can't. He seems so dorky. Who's he out screwing? But a man is a man. At the end of the day, they gotta get that poison out.
Yeah.
But they're so cute together. I wish they were more. I wish it was happier. It seems very stressful. Twins, I'm sure, is a nightmare. But I don't know. They probably have help, and they just make it seem. So miserable.
Well, yeah, the kids didn't send themselves on a walk. You were like, did you hear them?
Yeah.
Like,
or if it's just the mom, like... or if they do have proper help.
Right.
They're not broke.
No,
I don't
definitely
know.
Not. We're talking and about Jessel, the Montessori.
Jessel going up to Erin at the dinner at the Brinsgiving and said, oh, I hope the day went well. I was actually on Jessel's side. What are you supposed to say, Erin? I hope your grandma is happy in her casket in the ground, cold. And I would probably say something dumb like that. I don't know. I would take that as, I hope you got through the day. Okay. Jessel just doesn't know how to
say that. Right.
Right.
You could say,
I would never say that
today.
Yeah.
I bet today was a hard day. I'm thinking about you or something. Like, you don't
yeah,
say like, hope
normal.
Today went well.
Like, I don't know. But Erin's saying, I don't want to talk about it. Well, let's talk about it. If I was someone's grandmother, my grandkids better overbore people with how great I was and how great my life was at the Friendsgiving. Not
also,
move on, like the next chapter.
94 is a solid life. You should be praising everything that woman did. And
no,
like,
it's so funny you say that. If anybody says, Justine, grandma's dead at 94, she had a great life, yeah. I'm going to come back and haunt them. I'm going to shove my femur bone up their asshole because I could have had seven more years. I could be hitting the slots. To me, there's never enough time. They could put me in a cryo chamber and I could come back to life with.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly,
no,
after,
I know
like,
that's the right thing to say.
You're like, you're gambling, you know, literally.
I do a lot of notaries for old people these days. One out of 30 is healthy after 80. Tyler's got such healthy grandparents. Everybody you go to, it's done.
Oh God. All right. Is that it on New York? Any other thoughts?
Erin, you bitch. I don't like this. the boob cup. Oh, so Jenna's a lesbian. So you're going to give her a boob cup that's really a creamer cup. So you've never used it before, but you didn't know it was a creamer. So you pop it out and say, here, Jenna, you like tits. Here's a cup that's a boob that my grandma used or whatever. If I liked dicks, would it be a penis cup?
Trump behavior.
Isn't that weird?
Rashness. Yeah, it was weird.
If it was a real mug and it's a really cool mug, I mean, I would have a set here and be like, yeah, kids, this is anatomy, and drink out of them. It's a cool mug. But the fact that it wasn't a mug and it was more of like, cameras are here, here's a tit cup. Mm-hmm. It was rude and weird. And yeah, very Trumpet. Rude. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me behavior. Nuts.
Yeah.
And how many apartments is Aaron really flipping? Zero.
It didn't look great. I was like, this is, people are moving in today. What's happening here? This is not up to the code. I mean, she just, you know, her family's in it. She's been in the business for forever.
Again, I'm happy. Love Aaron. Welcome to the club. I hope I watch you for another decade. I hope I'm hitting menopause with you, but I'm going to talk shit. You drive me nuts, but in the best way. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her voice.
I'm right there with you.
She's gorgeous to look at. All these women are just so beautiful. And
yeah,
the way that God made them. It's not cut and paste Kendall Jenner faces. It's great. I love it.
That's a great point. Yeah, it is. On the contrary, I thought OC was borderline unwatchable this week. I hate a costume thing like this. When people get drunk and start to look like really haggard in a costume, it's always like, I can't.
I enjoyed it because I thought it was at least a good idea. It was something we'd never seen before, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
they were bad. Like half of them missed the mark on the costumes.
The shrieking over.
It's the shrieking.
I can't follow what Heather did in this. It turns into Southern Charm, or not Southern Charm, Salt Lake City. Turns into even Jersey. Where I don't know what you're fighting about anymore. I don't care.
I couldn't agree more. And I think there's moments where Housewives starts to feel like super like produced and staged. And like, so when they were over like on the other side of the pool having the conversation, then everybody at the table was like whispering about the same thing. It's like, we're all adults here. You guys would not act like this. Like, this is just so.
No.
And then like yelling back and forth and like, Shannon has not looked worse than she looked in that outfit. I was just like, I hate this.
I loved her having a mental breakdown in that outfit. And she made the show for me. I couldn't keep my, I think she's great TV. She's nuts. I feel bad for her kids.
So nuts.
She makes David Bedore look like he dodged a bullet. She makes David Bedore look good. And that's why they belong together.
No one knows.
Someone more than him, and our fights paralyze me, or something like that. She's nuts.
When she was saying the fights paralyze me, it's like, what does that even mean? And it sounds horrible regardless.
And remember, Tamara said she would be calling her all night. I mean,
yeah, I could see
she's
it
such 100%. A drunk, she's such a whack job lunatic.
Yeah.
And she told Emily that he's never spent the night, or she's never spent the night. There's a lot of weird shit going on at that age to not spend the night with someone.
Yeah, something weird is happening there. And her breakdown there, it just is so, it's such a bad look, and she could not control herself. Like, she
and it's mean. I was team Gina. I guess I don't think Shannon really thought through that she was going to really hit her hard. Gina did go through a hard time, whatever, but Gina has come to look, she does look great. I can't stand Gina, but she looks great. I thought it was kind of mean to put fat pants on to be your friend, Emily, even though she looked great with the thick outfit. Yeah. I thought she looked stunning, but I don't know. It's odd. Oh, I'm so skinny. I'm going to be my best friend, but I got to put on football pads to do it. It's just an odd move.
I think she was trying to like say it was mostly the ass, but it definitely was like the thighs as well.
It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Emily looked great as Who was she? Shannon. I thought she looked good as a blonde. Heather Dubrow should lighten her hair up. Couldn't have looked better. She should porn star it up.
That was a good wig she had, too. She had a very good wig. I thought Jen looked nothing like Taylor. I thought Taylor looked nothing like Tamara.
Nothing.
And I thought Tamara was a... Tamara, I could never see again on TV, and it would be a blessing. I find her so obnoxious now.
I can't stand her.
She's turning into her mother in the face. I know we all turn into our moms and not I see her mom and I see, it's just like I see it happening. I like don't want to just.
Tamara's so evil on the inside.
She'll say anything about anyone.
Seems like a Disney character that's slowly
melting,
turning into stone. And
yes,
it's just not fun. It's so produced and dumb. I think the show could be okay without her. I feel bad for this Jen, and it's crazy. Yeah. I don't mind Vic. I enjoy seeing Vicky. I really do. I don't know why.
Honestly, she didn't bother me. She wasn't.
Yeah.
She was kind of like fun, quiet. When she's happy, she's fun, right?
Yes.
Like her 18.
Yes.
Her 18 man checklist. I love that kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
When she said to Jen, oh, they're being mean to you. I liked it. I don't need her to always bring down the new girl.
I agree. She knows her place now, too. She's just she's a visitor. Yeah, I don't know. I to be honest, I would be completely fine not watching another episode of the show. I don't know. Yeah. I just like it's just not.
I guess I'll stick it out, but.
It doesn't keep my attention. That's the problem. It's like I keep just like, I'm like, well, what are they talking about? I'm like, all right, focus. And then it's like,
when it's top tier,
like, I'm actively watching it. You're compelled.
I mean, when it, and I can't describe why. I don't know why New York is doing it for me.
I think
there's
it's
a
because
special
it's dynamic
sauce.
Cast. It's like there is something to getting. Miami's similar. Like if you get people that are really dynamic, you will watch them do anything and it is entertaining. And like they have that.
These New York girls aren't really doing anything, but I can't.
No.
I look forward to it and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Right there with you. All right. That's it, right? New York, OC. We are going to be. Join next week, special guest, which should be fun. And we'll be back. And we're doing Love During Lockup. If you're not listening, go check those episodes out as well. Fun season.
It is a great season.
Guys.
Oh, and we'll give us a review. If you're going to give us zero, don't. If you'd like to give us 4 or 5, whatever the top is, please
do. We'll accept a 3.5 and above. Thank you. We'll be back.